Thank you, Mr. Chair. Many delegations before me have noted that ethics cannot be treated at the same level as that of international law and international humanitarian law. This is also the view of my delegation. International humanitarian law is at the core of the CCW, a framework which has stood the test of time and lends itself as an appropriate framework for dealing with the issue of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. While all of us agree to the importance and value of ethical considerations, they cannot supplant or go beyond the international law to encompass moral acceptability as is proposed in the suggested text. As has been pointed out by several colleagues, morals and morality are a function of space and time and are highly subjective. There are numerous instances to show that the concepts of morality are not frozen in time and place and keep changing and evolving. What was considered immoral a century ago may be considered moral today and even a virtue tomorrow. The reverse is also true. What was considered virtuous years ago may be considered immoral today. So, to pivot our discussions and considerations on morality is fraught with dangers and risks, including that of creating differential standards and non-uniform application of law. Mr. Chair, we had all agreed by consensus in the chapeau of the guiding principles that international law, in particular the United Nations Charter and international humanitarian law, as well as relevant ethical perspectives, should guide the continued work of the group. We have kept this guidance throughout our discussions in every aspect of our work. The discussions on human responsibility and accountability reflect this guidance, which has even been translated in concrete recommendations in the form of guiding principles as well as other agreed text. Like many other delegations, for example, France, the Netherlands, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, the United States, the Russian Federation, my delegation finds it difficult to accept the draft language proposed by the chair in its current form. While India is not close to further discussions on this subject, what we cannot agree to is to make ethical and moral perspectives as the center of our discussions and make them the primary framework for dealing with emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. We will continue to be guided by relevant ethical perspectives in all aspects of our consideration in an objective and rational manner. Mr. Chair, we have expressed our sincere admiration for the openness and flexibility demonstrated by you in dealing with this process. My delegation has maintained that we should make a productive use of the time given to us to have in-depth discussions on all substantive issues. This is an approach also advocated by the distinguished delegation of the United States. If some delegations feel that we need more discussions on this subject, my delegation will not object to their proposal. We have almost 1 hour now and 3 hours in the afternoon to have in-depth discussions on this important issue. We can always discuss the way forward in our next and final session of the GG in December. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I now give the floor to protection.